86 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Metro Council members are trying to stop a planned ICE call center from coming to the Nashville area. A $63 million federal contract was granted to an Alaska company called Koniag. The contract obtained by the Tennessee Lookout initially located the facility in Adams, but attention seems to be focused on a building in the Metropolitan Airport Center on Royal Parkway. The property is within a unique zip code that is given to major companies or agencies better equipped to handle high-volume mail. The call center will provide 24-hour support for local law enforcement agencies that collaborate with ICE. Although arrangements have not been finalized, several city leaders are opposing the center. Council members Terry Vo, Sandra Sepulveda, and Zulfat Suara are considering legislation to block the call center from coming to Nashville. Small business owners in Nashville can look for help from a trio of Metro programs that are getting fresh attention from the mayor's office. One new program looks to help businesses that have been around for at least 15 years. More than $300,000 in grants will be available in the first year. One existing initiative that covers improvements to buildings is now eligible for larger structures. The owner of South Nashville's Peachtree Grill was at the announcement. Nick Soltani said he was able to go from serving guests on a minimalist patio setup to a full brick and mortar.
We were able to add a whole dining room and beautify the outside of the building and really bring the restaurant into a more of a real restaurant state.
The property program used to cover building exteriors, but now has funding for interior improvements as well. The company that owns Budweiser says Tennessee owes it $2 million. The Department of Revenue declined tax breaks for InBev. The company argues the law changed and that the state used the old formula to calculate the company's tax bill and overcharged it. It filed a lawsuit in Davidson County Court. This is 90.3 WPLN News.